Okay, we're doing the book of Micha. We're up to what's called the fifth chapter, and we'll dedicate our learning to Chaya Sal Bat Yosef. And the Navi says, Ve'ata Beit Lechem Efrata Tzair Liot Ve'alfei Yehuda Mimecha Li Yetzei Liot Moshel BeYisrael. And you, in Beis Lechem of Judea, it's called Efrat. There were two Beit Lechem. There was Beit Lechem in Zvolun territory as well. Sa'ir liot v'alfei Yehuda, you are from the house of David, and the house of David is from Yishai, from Beit Lechem, and technically you should be Sa'ir, you should be the small one among the greats of Yehuda, because technically Yishai came from Ruth, from the Giyoret, so technically he didn't have a lineage that yelled out and said, I'm supposed to be the king of Israel. Quite the contrary, other people had a lineage that might have been more powerful. And the Navi says, you know, you Sa'ir Liot, you're from the family of David, and you should be the small one among Alfei Yehuda, among the leaders of Judea. And nonetheless, God says, Mimecha li yetze, from you will come out for me the kingdom Messiah, liot moshel b'Yisrael, to be the ruler in Israel. That's the Mashiach, the Messiah. Umotzaotav mikedim mimei olam. And he explains that the Mashiach himself will not be born in Beit Lechem, but rather motzaotav mikedim, the roots, the original roots, mimeal olam, from way back when the Messiah comes from Beit Lechem, meaning the family of the Messiah is from Beit Lechem. The family of the Messiah is David, Yishai, and they come from Beit Lechem. Umotzaotav mikedim, his roots, mimeal olam, from way back when, They are from Beit Lechem, but he himself will not necessarily be born in Beit Lechem. Another understanding here is Umotzaotav mikedem, and his roots are from way back when, mime olam, from before creation, that our sages say one of the concepts that preceded creation was the concept of Mashiach, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lifnei Shemesh, before the creation of the sun, Yinun Shmo. God already had a plan for this great leader, the Mashiach. Pasuk bet, Lachen yitenem adet yoleida yalada. Hashem says, Lachen yitenem, being that I made this family great, I'll continue making them great. This king, the Mashiach, will finish off the masses of Gog that we mentioned earlier. And so the Navi says, Lachen yitenem ad et yoleida, he will give them to the period of when they will be in a great danger, like a woman who is about to give birth, and when we're going to be surrounded by the nations, that's when the Mashiach is going to walk in. V'yeterechav yeshuvun al b'nei Yisrael. And what remains after that great war, the Yeterechav, the brethren, so to speak, of the armies of Gog and Magog, Yeshuvun al Bnei Israel, after that great war, they will come back to Israel, and they will be subservient to them. So again, Lachen Yitenem, therefore, being that I made this family great, the family of the Mashiach, I made him great, and therefore he will place the nations in that war of Gog and Magog, adet yoleda yalada, he'll bring them down to their knees, to a situation like a woman who's bowing down to give birth, where she has a great tzara, v'yeterechav yishvun al bnei Yisrael, and when he finishes that war, then the remnants, whoever remains after that war, will join the people of Israel, or will be subservient to them. Ve'amad ve'ra'a be'oz Adonai big'on Shem Adonai Elohav. And then the Mashiach will stand and he will lead them with might, the might of Hashem. It's not because he'll have a great physical strength, but rather it is Be'oz Hashem, with the strength of Hashem, Big'on Shem Hashem, with the elevation of the name of God. V'yashavu ki ata yigdal ad afsei aretz. V'yashavu, and the Jewish people will settle in their land of Israel in peace. Ki ata yigdal, because at this time my name will become famous, ad afsei aretz, to the edge of the land. Everyone will hear of God, and then the people will be able to live in the land of Israel in peace. V'hayaze shalom. And when God becomes famous, that will be a cause for peace in the world. And even the Assyrian Empire, Ashur, ki yavo ve'arceinu, v'chi yidroch ve'armenoteinu. When the Assyrian Empire comes to visit our land, when they come to visit our castles, there's still going to be peace, because they won't be coming as they had come in the past. They won't be coming on the attack, but rather we will be living with our peace ensured, and when they come, we will have people appointed over them. Va'kemonu alav shiva ro'im u'shmona nesichei adam. We'll appoint seven shepherds, so to speak, who will guide the Assyrian people how they should live, and we will appoint above them eight nesichei adam, people who will be like princes over the Assyrian Empire. So when the Assyrian Empire comes, when they come to our castles, it won't be like they had come until now to attack, but rather they will be coming to learn. V'akemonu alav shiva ro'im, we will appoint seven shepherds, seven leaders for the Assyrian Empire to lead them and guide them and teach them. U'shmona nesichei adam, and eight princes to rule them. V'ra'u et eretz Ashur b'cherev v'et eretz Nimrod b'ftacheha. And they will guide the Assyrian Empire with the sword. If anyone tries to refuse them, then these leaders that we appoint for the Assyrian Empire, they'll have the sword and they'll be able to use it. V'et eretz Nimrod, and the land of Nimrod, which is the Babylonian Empire, biftacheha, they will guide them publicly at the openings of the city, meaning at the city gates. It'll be very clear that the Jewish shepherds are the one running the city. V'hitzil me'ashur ki yavo ve'arceinu v'chi yidroch b'gvuleinu. V'hitzil me'ashur, and when the Mashiach will have our representatives there in the Assyrian Empire, so then he will, in doing so, he will be saving the people of Israel from the Assyrian Empire, because the leaders that we appoint within the Assyrian Empire, they're going to ensure ki yavo ve'arceinu, that they won't come and attack us, v'chi yidroch b'gvuleinu, and that they won't come and step within our boundaries. So we will appoint leaders there, and those leaders will guide them, and those leaders will also ensure that the Syrian Empire does not turn back and attack us. V'aya she'erit Yaakov bekerev amim rabim ketal meyet Adonai kirvivim aleyesev. And the remnants of Jacob will be, Vayasherit Yaakov, the remnants of Jacob will be, Bekerav Amim Rabim, among the masses of nations, that's the Gog and Magog, what remains. So the remnants of Jacob will be among them, Ketal Meit Hashem, like dew from God, that people will recognize that their faith should not be in the kings, but rather in Hashem. Just as when we plant crops, so we know that the crops require dew to grow. And we don't go thinking, you know, if I pay taxes, if I buddy up with the politicians, then I'll have better rain, I'll have better dew. No, we know that the dew comes down from God, and that's the source of the basic sustenance of the crops. So by the same token, the remnants of Jacob will be among the nations. They will be like the dew from Hashem, that there will be a recognition that everything comes from Hashem. Kivivim al esev, like rain that comes down strong on the grass. Asher lo yikaveh le'ish ve'lo yeyachel livnei adam. The people won't place their hope within humanity. They won't be counting on the UN. So the remnants of Jacob, they'll be among the nations, but they'll recognize that their hope should be in God, not in the nations. Va'yasherit Yaakov bagoyim bekerev amim rabim ke'aryeh bevamot yar kichfir be'edrei tzon. And the remnants of Jacob will be among these nations. They will be powerful. They will be like a lion among the animals of the forest. They'll be like a young lion among the sheep, that if someone tries to bother him, so he knows he's much stronger than the rest of them, and no one could get in his way. So too, the remnants of Jacob will be so powerful after the war of Gog and Magog that no one will stand in their way. Asher im avar, that if someone passes in his way, v'ramas v'taraf v'ein matzil, he could trample, he could devour, no one could save from him. In the forest, there's no one who could start up with the lion. Tarom yadecha al tzarecha v'chol oyevecha yikaretu. Your hand will be lifted, you will be more powerful over your enemies, and your enemies will be cut down. And on that day, Hashem says, you won't need armies, you will see your success. This is Be'ezrat Hashem, where we'll pick up next week.